Yashkoch, everybody. Good morning. Beginning of a new week. We're up to Tehillim Mizmor Nun Beis, which is about a figure named Doeg HaDomi. He was of Shaul's inner circle, and perhaps a reflection based on the midrash about why he was called Doeg HaAdomi. There, the simple interpretation is, of course, that he was from Edom. That was his origin. As Esav is the father of Edom, but there are other interpretations which are a very good introduction to this Mizmor. So one theory of Doeg HaAdomi isn't just Al Shem Iro, that's where he was from, but that it actually describes different aspects, almost contradictory aspects, it would seem at first, of his persona. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one who says Al Shem Iro, it's a matter of geography. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lefisha kine b'David shenikra admoni. This will be very critical, that he was jealous of David. And David was, of course, also part of Shaul's inner circle. First, dosei chilav, and then also provider of music therapy. Then he became his son-in-law. But David was, you know, the one who was motzi umevias Yisrael. He was really the leader, and he was recognized as such. And Doeg had a great degree of jealousy of David, who was called the admoni. So he was defined by this jealousy. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Sheya Yamadim Pnei Akol Be'alacha, that he would cause everybody else's face to turn red, because he was vastly their superior in the realm of Torah knowledge and Torah learning. So we'll see how all these things tie together. And Rabbi Abba Amar Kevan Sheter Dam Nov Ir HaKohanim. So those of us who learned Sefer Shmuel this year are very familiar with the story. Basically, in one of Shaul, once he had the Ruach Ra'ah, that paranoid state, so he thought that David was trying to kill him. So he tried to kill David. So David HaMelech was sent running. He had no food. He had nothing. And so he went to Nov, where the Mishkan was stationed at the time, the Ir HaKohanim, and he begged for some bread. According to some views, he even had the bread that was reserved for the Kohanim, the Lechem HaPanim, because it was a matter of Pikuach Nefesh. He asked for a weapon, and the only weapon he could be given was Cherev Goliath, the Cherev that he took from Goliath. And Doeg HaAdomi was there, perhaps engaged in, as we saw before, in Torah study and some kind of religious ritual. And Doeg, as is alluded to in this Mizmor, lied to Shaul, and he said that Achimelech was a willing accomplice in David's escape. Bebo Doeg HaAdomi, v'yageh l'Shaul v'yomer lo ba David al beis Achimelech. And he came to Achimelech, and he gave him the idea that Achimelech was somehow complicit. Ahavta ra mitov, you've loved wicked more than goodness. Sheker, you've spoken lies about Achimelech. Midaber tzedek selah. So Doeg, you know, made up all of this Lashon Mirma, which is referenced in the next pasuk, and it led to a massacre that Doeg ended up having to kill the entire city of Kohanim, not just Achimelech, but all of the Kohanim there. There was one sole survivor, a young Kohen by the name of Eviatar, who ends up joining the camp of David. So the Radak comments, based on a pasuk here, Havos tachshov l'shonecha ketar melutash osei remia. So tar is a razor. So the Radak has such an interesting comment here, and he says, you know, just like a razor, sometimes you want to make a small cut, and you end up making a massive slash, and a person could bleed out. That's what Doeg did. He made up a lie, right, because he was very angry at David, and he wanted to sort of push Shaul further and further into this direction. So again, it would lead to the downfall of David, and it would lead to his own elevation. After all, Mordechai is held in Achashverosh's good graces because he warns Achashverosh about those who are out to get him. So he thinks by taking this moment of opportunism to engage in some kind of deceit, he's going to advance himself. But he ends up, like this razor, making himself, of course, into a mass murderer. And that takes us back to the very beginning. You know, what Doeg probably perceived as an act of opportunism really turns into an act of mass murder. So yes, he was Doeg HaAdomi. He had massive potential in terms of his Torah learning. Yes, he was Doeg HaAdomi in the sense that he was jealous of David, but finally became Doeg HaAdomi from the language of Adom, of red, for blood, Shehiter Dam Nov Ir HaKohanim. These aren't mutually exclusive views, but they're all fundamentally true at the same time. And what makes all the difference is a person's choices. And a person thinks that they're going to somehow, you know, again, do one small thing to advance themselves, but you have no idea what one immoral choice can end up causing in terms of the downstream effect of Avera, Gorera Saveira. And the greatest tragedy of all, there's this discussion, Masechta Sanhedrin Adav Kavav, about, you know, well, Doeg, all that Torah that he taught before he became a mass murderer, what's the status of that Torah? And God wanted that Torah, so to speak, to be part of the canon, because as we like to say, Ein divrei Torah mikablin tuma, words of Torah are pure. Halocho divari ka'esh nu'um Hashem. Just as fire does not get tamei, so too, maybe the Torah of Doeg can remain pure. And David HaMelech refuses. He says, that Torah is contaminated by this act of mass murder. Gam al yitatzcha netzach yachtecha v'yisachecha mei ohel. Doeg has no place in the ohel of Torah. V'sheireshcha mei eretz chayim sela. God wanted somehow to allow Doeg lemu shmaitza be'medrasha to have at least some legacy in terms of the Torah learning, but even that was lost. So he goes from being Doeg HaAdomi in terms of somebody who had great contribution to Torah into only Doeg HaAdomi, a mass murderer. Small choices can lead to very significant consequences down the road, like the ta'ar, as the Radaka describes, like that razor, and Doeg becomes the paradigmatic example of somebody who could have been whoever he wanted to be, and his jealousy got the best of him. As the Mishnah says in Avos, Hakina, Hataiva, Vyakavo, jealousy, Motsiyan, Esa'ot, Alda, Min Ha'olam.